Welcome back to Turning Arizona Blue, a podcast about red state politics, blue state politics, and everything in between. I'm your host, Ron Williams. Hey kids, we're back, and we're talking about the Arizona Independent Redistricting Commission. When we last had them on the podcast, it was all about the importance of them divining congressional and Arizona legislative districts for the next decade here in the state of Arizona. And we are fortunate to have back with us Deborah Howard. Deborah is a member of the Indivisible Arizona Group, and she is the leader of the Arizona redistricting team. She and her colleagues have been following the redistricting activity here in Arizona for over a year. And that process is slowly coming to a close. And that's the important part we need to talk about. Final draft maps have been issued for both congressional and legislative districts. The Independent Redistricting Commission, or IRC, has moved to the final stages for final approval of those draft maps. And that includes hearings around the state and the opportunity for people to provide input. Deborah and her team have already determined that many of those districts at both the congressional and legislative district level are not fair in terms of representing different constituencies within the districts, and they are not competitive in terms of representation and advantages between Republican, Democrat, and independent voters. The IRC hearings will only last until the early part of December, so Deborah suggests that you go to the website irc.az.gov to determine the timing and location of those hearings for you to participate. And to start that participation process, Deborah says you should analyze your own districts by the following criteria.
Taking time now to look at the district, make the evaluation, how does this really reflect the community? Not how does it reflect the district that was drawn 10 years ago, but really how does the new proposed district relate to my community and the other communities that I am connected with? For an example, and this is one of the most egregious, is Sedona is connected with Williams to the north and Florence to the south. And so that's a clear, you know, that makes no sense whatsoever. But it's a way for people to look at the map and say, does this make sense? But look at it and say, has that been done fairly? Has that been done logically? Has that been done in a way that bestows fairness across the board? Or has it been done in a way that has favored some communities, some interest groups over others? And I clearly have an opinion that I think they have been unfair and they have not had a open and transparent process.
In addition to the hearings, I asked Deborah, how can people participate by writing into the IRC? And also, I asked her, what are the top line messages that people should be communicating at the hearings or in writing?
Exactly. The same thing. You go to irc.az.gov and there's a contact us button. It is important for them to go online to submit their comments. And to do so consistently, don't think that if you told them once, they're listening, because they're being flooded with information. And so you just want to make sure that your voice is in that mix, the last sentence they heard when they're redrawing your district.
Realizing that within each LD, there are special considerations and special messages that people might want to give the IRC. Just give me some top overall themes that individuals can give to the IRC, either in hearings or in written testimony.
Yeah, two that pop up for me that are really like, if the commission gets these two right, Arizona is going to have fair and equal representation, and that fair and equal representation will come through fair competitive districts. And those two criteria are the Voting Rights Act and the issue of competitiveness.
For those of you who want to do a deeper dive into your district issues, Deborah has the following suggestions.
You know, first, I'd say look at your district and make your own determination. Is your city split? Is it split in the right place? Is your county split? Does it need to be split? Is it appropriate? If you know your community, you're going to have a sense of whether the districts are put forward in a way that is truly reflective of that. So I think do your own eyeball test. Does it make sense to you? And then the second thing I would say is talk to people who are involved in the political process. If you're involved with your local LD, talk to them. If you are involved with a Dem group, talk to them. Both parties and independents, all of us should want the same thing, which is fair and equal representation. So this is a conversation we can have in our communities together.
As most of us know, the Arizona Independent Redistricting Commission was formed so that Arizona legislators could no longer draw their own lines and their political allies couldn't support them in that particular effort. Well, in the current rendition of the IRC, the integrity of that process has been seriously violated. Deborah and I discuss one particular egregious example. We've heard that there's a particular district down in Tucson where this process is supposed to be nonpartisan, but yet we find out through news reports and other places that Republicans have issued or have given an LD map to one of the commissioners. Explain what was going on there and where it is.
That's exactly what happened. Is the Pima GOP party submitted a map through the Timmons mapping tool. And then their allies at the Southern Arizona Leadership Council texted Commissioner Neal, who was a founder of the Southern Arizona Leadership Council, who then said, oh, I understand there are these maps. I'd really like to see them. And then once he saw them, asked that they be integrated into the current maps as they exist. It's a complete skullduggery at its worst. The Republican Party of Pima County is not a protected class of voters. No matter how much the Southern Arizona Leadership Council thinks that it is not. Really, I think Commissioner Neal should be ashamed. And if he is not ashamed, the rest of Arizona should be outraged.
When the latest version of the maps came out a few weeks ago, Deborah and I both heard from people that said, well, that's it. There's not much more we can do. Well, we couldn't be in a more precarious position, and that is why with a few days left, we must act. Deborah provides the arguments against the perspective of we can't do any more.
Until the ink is dry on the final map, Arizonans should be loud and vocal and insisting on fair and equal representation in our districts. We need to engage our family, our neighbors, our friends, whoever there is that who cares about, you know, the future of the state. Because, you know, if we have unfair districts coming out of this, we're going to have unfair districts for an entire decade. And it is not the time for sitting back and just like shrugging your shoulders and thinking that it's all over with. It is not all over with. It is definitely worth the fight. And there is definitely fight to be had. And that fight can yield the results that Arizona deserves, which is an equal representation and fair and competitive district.
Here's the end game of what we've been talking about. We are one or two seats away, or one or two districts away, from turning the Arizona legislature blue in 2022. If we do that, we can have a fairer tax system. We can have adequate funding for our schools. We can protect women's health. All of this is very, very important, and that's why we must listen to Deborah Howard and her team and people like them that are on the ground, in the fight, doing this for all of us and future generations of Arizonans. Thank you for listening to another edition of Turning Arizona Blue. And please check out our new online news service called The Mule News. You can go to our website at themulenews.com and subscribe. We also need financial support. from like-minded individuals, from political action committees, institutional grants, and advertising from businesses across all of our platforms. Please contact us on email at turningazblue@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter at turningaz and also on our Facebook page, Turning Arizona Blue. Finally, I'd like to thank my producer, Wiggles, and my sound engineer, Dreamy.